The Cavalier quest of LeBron James to bring a championship to Cleveland continues on Monday when the Cavs host the Chicago Bulls in Game 1 of their second-round playoff series. James is making his 10th consecutive postseason appearance, but Cleveland's head coach is new to that neighborhood. Though he has dodged flying objects while coaching overseas, David Blatt never played in the NBA, and before this season he'd never coached in the league, not even as an assistant. Only a game's Martin Kessler and Doug Tribou have the story of Blatt's very long path to the NBA.
You know, Doug, technically David Blatt's been to the NBA playoffs before.
Just remember it was really big and really loud, and I was at the top of the stadium.
That's right, Martin, but that was back in the 1960s in the old Boston Garden.
I saw Sam Jones hit a shot, front rim, back rim, in the basket against the Lakers in the finals, one of the most unbelievable shots I ever saw. I think I was 8 or 9 years, or maybe I was 9 or 10 years old.
Blatt grew up in Massachusetts, and back then he was cheering on the Celtics.
And on Thursday, in his homecoming at the new Boston Garden, the fans didn't exactly welcome him back.
Blatt's hometown of Framingham is just 20 miles outside of Boston. But his coaching journey began 5,468 miles away in northern Israel.
Former University of Miami star Jake Morton played for David Blatt at that first coaching stop, and the team was called Hapoel Galil Elyon.
You got close with guys because there was nothing to do up there. It was like up in the Golan Heights on the border of Lebanon.
After one really late night, Blatt and Morton, two Americans far from home, started talking about their dreams.
And I remember him saying, he's like, you know, one day I want to have an opportunity to coach in the NBA. And at the time, I couldn't fathom that to even be realistic. I think at the time it wasn't done. So when he used to talk about it, I was like, oh, okay, that's wishful thinking. That's dreaming for the stars.
That big dream hadn't occurred to Blatt when he was growing up.
You know, Doug, he says coaching hadn't even crossed his mind when he was playing college basketball at Princeton.
But other people saw a coach in the making.
He was a very intense sort of guy and a very physical presence.
That's Joseph Mackin. In the late 70s, he attended a basketball camp run by Princeton's players.
One of these camps for middle schoolers and high schoolers.
And one of the staff members was David Blatt.
We played hard, and he was very demanding, and Blatt seemed to be in charge.
Blatt wasn't in charge. He was still in college.
After graduating from Princeton, Blatt played professionally in Israel off and on for more than a decade. But when an injury ended his career, he took a job as an assistant for Hapoel Galil Elyon.
Eventually, Blatt became head coach of Maccabi Tel Aviv. That team plays in the EuroLeague, and it's essentially the Showtime of Israel.
It would be like, you know, the Lakers or playing for the Celtics. That's how I kind of compare it.
That's Derek Sharp, an American who played for Maccabi for 15 seasons.
And then you got the entire country, you know, behind you, especially when you're playing in Europe. It's definitely something totally different. I mean, I don't know any other place like it.
Blatt succeeded with Maccabi, and he put roots down. His family still lives in Israel.
He also landed the head coaching job for the Russian national team, and in 2014, he led Maccabi to the EuroLeague title.
That's when Cleveland came calling, and that move raised questions like this one on ESPN.
Blatt's been coaching and playing in Europe for his entire professional career. He's never coached in the States, so what do the Cavs see in this guy?
The spotlight became brighter when less than a month after Blatt's hiring, four-time MVP LeBron James announced his return to Cleveland.
The Cavs also traded for star forward Kevin Love, giving Blatt a superstar lineup, and Cleveland was a preseason pick to win the NBA title.
Then the Cavs got off to a slow start, and that brought more questions about Blatt's hiring and his relationship with LeBron.
Kind of power. He's not listening to what Blatt says, and if he's not going to listen, then the players aren't going to listen.
Should he be worried about his job?
ESPN might have made Blatt miss those days in the EuroLeague.
I don't know. Blatt says he faced some real danger on the court.
I've been hit in the head by a few thrown objects in my day while you're in the midst of coaching.
Jake Morton, Blatt's former player, remembers one of those times.
It happened in Europe as the first half ended.
And the buzzer sounds, and people just beeline for the locker room. Just like a total full sprint. I mean, Dave has a suit on. I mean, he has shoes. Full sprint. That guy's just running. I'm like, God, this is really a lot of intensity. And I'm kind of going at a half jog.
That's when Morton felt a sting on his back. He didn't know it then, but he was experiencing a European tradition.
They take their lighter. They light coins. They light it. They get it hot, and they throw it at you. And, you know, so I got hit with, like, this hot coin. I don't think there's anywhere in the United States or college or the NBA where you know, you got to run off the court because someone's going to light a coin and throw it at you.
Speaking of heating up.
Really, Doug?
Sorry. After their early struggles, the Cavs started playing better.
And at least during the playoffs, LeBron has been saying the right things about his coach.
You be around someone, you know, pretty much for 8 months straight, you're going to automatically get to know him better, and the relationship is going to continue to get better. So we need to stay on the same page. We're always on the same page, you know, for the better of the team.
And as you might have noticed, Martin, and I was there, there's not a lot of enthusiasm there.
Well, he's our captain.
In Blatt's first ever NBA playoff series, the Cavs completed a sweep of the Boston Celtics.
Game 4 last weekend left Cleveland's Kevin Love with a serious shoulder injury.
And J.R. Smith with a 2-game suspension. David Blatt's NBA dream will last at least another series.
But when the Cavs hired him in June, Blatt, like most lifelong NBA fans, was dreaming of going much further.
I never for a moment lost the hope that I would come full circle and make my way back to be part of something that was so much a part of me.
Blatt thanked the people of Cleveland for giving him this opportunity.
And I know that I'm going to pay them back with interest.
Martin, do you think that interest will be paid in shekels, rubles, American dollars, maybe euros?
Doug, I think he's talking about championship rings.
Okay.
For Only a Game, I'm Martin Kessler.
And I'm Doug Tribou.